More than 100,000 inmates entering Pennsylvania prisons over several years were screened, and 18% came up positive for hepatitis C. 30% of female inmates had it. Outside prison, less than 2% of the general population has the virus. Brown University researcher Sarah Larney has some theories why women tested positive more often.
And that's related to the fact that women are more likely to have a history of injecting drug use and other indicators of poor health than men in prison.
Hepatitis C is often referred to as the silent epidemic. Symptoms may not appear for years. Untreated, it can lead to liver disease and cancer. It's the most common bloodborne virus in the U.S., and today is mainly spread through sharing needles. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends anyone born between 1945 and 1966 get tested. Dr. Nicholas Scharf is the recently retired medical director for the Pennsylvania prison system. He says this new study shows why every inmate should be tested.
In the first place, if you restricted testing just to baby boomers, you would miss more than half of the cases in Pennsylvania.
Scharf says the prevalence of hepatitis C among new inmates in Pennsylvania has actually gone down, similar to general population trends, though that's not the case for female inmates. Most states only test inmates who identify as being high risk. Larney says Pennsylvania, on the other hand, is one of about a dozen states that screens everyone unless they opt out.
So a really important message from this study is that we can find a very large number of people with hepatitis C if we conduct universal screening in prisons. And then we have a really good opportunity to make an impact on the general public health by helping those people to stay healthy and to get treatment.
The Pennsylvania Department of Corrections reported treating 60 inmates for hepatitis C last year, costing a total of $1.5 million. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.